form is entirely a different dimension. In a sense that it just opens up to infinity. You see, Baba is just the door. Baba's form is just like a door. When you see Baba, behind him is infinity. But because we cannot grasp infinity, in his compassion, he has assumed this form. So likewise, just as Baba's form has that speciality, in the same way, there may be so many rooms, there may be so many mansions, there may be so many palaces, but Baba's room is Baba's room. Baba's room is unique. So what could be the uniqueness of that? So that thought came to me, because when we were with Baba, so we thought, we have Baba here, so we have not to worry about his things, his rooms and places and things that he used, and the chairs and all this. We have Baba. And so after he held his body, so we started telling people, this is Baba's room, this is Baba's chair, and I started feeling, am I really honest in telling people that this chair has a special importance, this room has a certain importance, or am I really honest to myself? So that thought used to come to me. And as I often say, that what Baba wants, Baba doesn't want you to understand a lot or anything. Whatever you understand, you convey it to him. And he would talk with you in that language, on that level, that you can understand. It's nothing that, oh, Baba is beyond understanding and all that. Whatever you understand, he can come to that and speak with us. So I said, Baba, what is this? I don't know what is this, your room and what importance it has, and I'm telling it to others. So Baba has his own ways of helping us to understand what he has done. So one day it so happened, after Baba's dropping the body in 69, I visited one of my friends, and there was a theft in his house, and the robbers had got in. They had opened the cabinet and taken away the things from the cabinet. And so I said, oh, that's very bad. And here in India, generally they have these things, golden ornaments and all the costly things, they were kept at one place and they were all gone. So naturally, they were very nice people, in fact. They were very nice people and lovers of God. So if God wills, we will get them, we will earn them and all that thing. But I felt, you see, they have lost quite a lot. And then I said, did you do anything for that? He said, yes, we informed the police and they came. And I said, what did they do? And they said, well, they first tried to get hold of different people, and in the end they brought a dog from Pune.
A dog?
A dog. Dogs caught here in India, as in olden days, these dogs who can sniff and follow the track of the person or the blood and all that. Especially they are trained. So they have brought it, and then I said, what did they do? So they had locked the room. Nobody was allowed to go inside. So the dog was taken inside, and there was a big cabinet and a handle over there. But these people, without key, they had the skill to open it. We don't know how. And so they just took the dog there, and the dog sniffed, and they let him down on the ground and started going here, there. And it went to the bus station and it stopped. And then the police said, oh, the thieves have left the place, gone. It's hard to trace. I had read certain books, but I regarded them as novels, how the dogs were used to find out the thief and all that. And I said, I was listening to him and I said, well, how are we to believe the dogs? Even if you were to take any black cat, you see, and just push her nose on the handle and drop it down, it would run here, there and stop somewhere. So are we to take that's the path by which these keys have gone and all these things? And so, I was listening, and then he said, the next week they brought a man from the hill who they said could sense the vibration of that particular thing. So he was taken there, he meditated on that handle, and then he was left alone, and he was as if in semi-trance, and he started moving about, and practically he went by the same road that the dog had gone, and he stopped at the bus station. So this was the story I heard in a very casual visit to a certain place. In fact, this is nothing with what Baba's, what I was thinking of Baba, but it was in answer to my query that I was having in my mind. And then I said, well, that tea, how long? Because my friends were just sleeping in the next room. It was just a door in between and a wall. I said, how long that dog might have, I mean that thief might have had his force on the handle? A minute, half a minute, just that. But those impressions, vibrations, were just sent by the dog and even by the man, and they were there even for a week. So if the impression of any person, whatever thing we use, can be there for such a long time, then suddenly I said, what about the impressions of the impressionless one, the God-man, avatar, the things that he had used? So naturally, anything that Baba has used, anything that Baba has touched, has its own meaning. We may know, we may be aware, we may experience, we may feel the quality of it or not, that's a different thing. But that Baba quality is in everything that Baba has touched. So my first problem was this. I'm telling people, this is Baba's chair and this is Baba's room. And well, it has it anything special? Then I said, yes, it has, because it has that Baba quality, I mean, because he has used it. But then mind is there. It was not satisfied. I said, Baba, yes, that's your presence is there, but what about you as Mher Baba? And then a year passed by, and Dr. Gavher was here, and I don't know who was sick or anything. She had sent someone's blood to a pathologist. This dispensary was not here at the time, to a pathologist in Nagar. And in the evening when we come from the test office, the report was there, and she looked at it and, oh, she said, it's this. So she read whatever hemoglobin percentage, this, that, other word I cannot read, I cannot pronounce, all medical terms. So the percentage was there, and she just gave the medicine and the person was all right. So I just wondered, how could Gavher detect that thing from that reading? And suddenly it struck me that it was all from that one little drop of blood that was put on that, what you call, glass light. And glass light. And that reading, that one reading, which was on that, in that one drop, was entirely and totally applicable to all the drops in the body. So if anything is of Baba, it's not just a part of Baba, but it's Baba as a whole. And so then I said, all right, these are the things that Baba has touched, because you had been to Baba's room, that's why I'm telling you. So I said, then I said, oh, Baba's hair again have a special importance, because they are a part of him. And here the part represents the whole. So naturally, they represent Mher Baba. And his presence is there, his hair is there, and all that. Then again, maybe a year, not more than, I don't think. But just then, when Mehra was there once, although it was there since 1971, and Mehra had been there once, and as far as I gather, I have not heard from her. But she stood before that thing, and she had a thought that, Baba, these are your hair, you are God, you are everywhere, you are in everything. So it is all the more appropriate that you should be in your own hair. And just then she saw that face, which you would see during your stay, I'm sure, though not now. So that face was right there. So Baba, not only it says symbolically that a drop of human blood is just this, of the same quality of the totality of the blood circulation itself, but it's a fact, it's a truth. So in the same way that thing, Baba's hair being there, and Baba's face being there, it's just Baba's presence. Baba is there. So when you go to Baba's room, Baba is there. And the other hint that he had given, have you seen that colored picture of Baba there? It is hanging like this.
In Baba's room?
In Baba's room, a colored picture on the dresser.
Mahabaleshwar.
Yeah, Mahabaleshwar. And so, so that, when I go, sometimes at, when I was with Baba, I had heard the song being played to him, maybe by Jim Reeves, of Welcome to My World. Have you ever heard that song? I don't know, you might not have heard. Yeah, yeah. So that the last part of it is,
with my arms unfurled.
With my arms unfurled, waiting just for you or something like that. So that thing is there. So as if whenever you go, so he is just waiting just for you, welcome to my world. That's what he is saying. So that's his language. So when you go to Baba's room, if you have this background, that he is there, he is just waiting for you to come there, and he is there to greet you, then it becomes a different thing when you go there. So when you go next, just feel that. And the other thing that Baba indicated, which is a sort of an interpretation, not that, this also is a sort, you can have your own, this is my language in which he speaks with me, which I share with you. You will have your own language in which you will be sharing your experiences with me, life with him. So there is also that window that is there. So Baba would sit on his bed, look through the window, and he would say, this is my, you know what is this? Which letter? T, and this is?
T.
And?
TV.
TV. This is my TV, he would say. This is my TV. That hill that's there, which you would see sometimes like this, you see. So as if the antenna was there or something like that. So whatever he was working, he was just alone there, but he was not alone. He was with his people, with those who were to come to him in his time, maybe 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 10 years, 15 years, 16 years, whatever it is. So that's what is being, what has been filmed then, is in a way, is being seen, witnessed by those who are here now. So that's a little thing about Baba's room. So when you go again, see Baba's on the dresser, see Baba's picture in the hair, and also that TV window.
Mm-hmm.
And you can be there as long as you want, from 11:30 to 5:30. Of course, you should go for Mehra's tea at 4:30, not at that time.